Let's begin.
Welcome to Build an Agency, a podcast where we talk about the ups and downs of entrepreneurship, growth tactics, building businesses, and the events that affect your company. Let's jump right in. Welcome back to the podcast. We are on episode 6. I'm in here in the studio with Attilio.
What up, guys? Welcome, welcome, welcome back. As we have seen huge spikes in our podcast download rates. I love you guys. We're like literally double our downloads from last month, and we're not even all the way through with this month. So that's pretty saucy.
Pretty exciting. Yeah, pretty exciting, man.
This thing is just chugging along.
Just fine.
So
I didn't think we'd get to a point where we had the listenership that we've got right now.
I know, we need to increase that engagement somehow.
I know. It's all good. Like we're trying to get people to jump on our Facebook page, but it's not like we have done a great job of posting in the Facebook page. So
actually a negative good job.
Yeah, we've done a terrible job. We are managing so many different social media accounts right now that it's sometimes hard to remember to do a lot of crazy stuff for this podcast, Facebook page.
Or for ourselves in general. Well,
sometimes we even don't have time hardly to record the podcast. We actually normally record this thing on a Sunday and deploy it on Tuesday. And we are sitting here Monday night. Around 9 p.m. Central Time, trying to get this thing cranked out.
It was planned, though. You know?
I mean, it was planned.
We decided that we weren't going to do it on Sunday like we normally do because we were on a crazy grind for
it's
our website update. So
it's the same. It's the exact reason why we give ourselves like 2 days of cushion. Yeah. You know what I mean, between our normal record time and when we launch the thing. So. I don't know. I think it's chugging along fine. I'm really excited to see where it goes, and very proud of where it's at.
You know what? I wonder if we can post this in a social media group and like a podcast community, and be like, "Hey, there's a couple episodes in there. I would love to see if you guys would check it out and give us some engagement tips." Because those dudes are all, like, podcasting, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe we can see if we can have some people review it and maybe draw some attention to it that way.
So if you see us post in a group and you listen to it, hit us up and go, "Yo, I saw the post that you're talking about right now in a group I was in and totally hated your podcast and it was the worst thing I'd ever heard in my life."
Or that this thing is better than gold and diamonds. Either or. Either way. I mean, I think we can be better than diamonds, right?
Maybe.
What's better than diamonds?
What do diamonds sound like? Cher.
Cher. Cher.
Definitely Cher.
Cher sounds like diamonds. Diamonds sound like Cher.
Well, she was getting an award on TV the other night, and they're saying that she just turned 71, I guess 2 days ago she turned 71, and she can do a 5-minute plank.
Dude, she was wearing pasties. I saw her like on some news article, because before I, like, when I wake up, I like burn through social media news and like trending stuff.
Yeah.
And the first picture I saw was straight up Cher pasties. And I was like, nice. They were like heart shaped. I don't know. Pasties, I guess they're cool. If you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah. So the fountain of youth is planking and pasties.
The two P's.
The two P's of youth.
The two P's of life.
The two P's of youngification. Of youngification.
Yeah, but seriously.
Dude, what's been going on this week?
Oh my God. What has been going on? So we have been in the process of closing with a pretty big client, that rapidly expanding company. We've probably spoke about them a couple times.
Yeah.
B2B sales take forever. So
absolutely.
It literally takes forever. So you're like closing for a week basically. And then you're setting up for a week. So we've been kind of like starting the setup. We've been doing a lot of LinkedIn work lately, which LinkedIn, like, round of applause, seriously. That system is just like set up for making money and making connections. Like, Honestly, I think if I were to go back at all, I would have started my LinkedIn way earlier, and everyone I met, instead of adding them on Facebook, I would have straight up just added them on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
That is just a gold mine. You and I know we're starting to hit it pretty hard now.
Yeah, we're both starting to build up our own personal LinkedIn profiles, and we got our own company, an official LinkedIn page. We'd kind of been slacking on the LinkedIn grind. So we're actually really excited to kind of get that going. So we've got some content pumping out of the company's LinkedIn and just trying to...
Some tools, too.
Yeah, we're getting some good tools for LinkedIn as well. Honestly, we need to do an episode of, like, all the tools that we just, like, love.
Dude, some people would think we're cheating, honestly. Like, there are some tools that are, like, so strong. If you just do, like, the research for some of these things... You'll be like, what the heck? How did I even live before this? So actually, maybe, dude, that's what we should do. Next week, let's do like a tool list or something. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
We can talk about all the tools we use for social. We can talk about the tools we use for SEO. We can talk about the tools we use for everything. Ad management. We literally spend, I don't even know how much money on tools. A lot of money on tools.
I would say... Let's hold off on the tools episode.
What?
Here's my reasoning. Okay. Here's my reasoning. Listen to my logic here, buddy. Because tools come and go. They come and go. Like, there are so many tools that we'd implemented into our social media workflow for our clients that specifically dealt with Instagram that all got... shut down at the same time.
Yeah, that was pretty crappy.
It was very weird. My mind was blown, absolutely. And we had to come up with a plan B.
Yeah, it's lucky that we sort of had a plan B and C. So when you're using third-party softwares, they can kind of get shut down, especially if they're playing with the line of the social media policies. So usually when you're fiddling with the line of the policies or when you're trying to, like, be too aggressive with the platform, even like for LinkedIn or what was it today? Twitter. You commented on like 50 Twitter posts and it like...
No, it was LinkedIn.
Oh, no. Instagram, actually.
Yeah, Instagram. I'm sorry. Yeah, Instagram. Wow, yeah.
You commented on like 50 Instagram posts, and it wasn't like anything weird or spammy. It was just like looking through, and you.
It
just
was like 20. It was like 20 or 30.
But then it banned you. Like, it suspended you, literally.
So, yeah, I don't know.
So
it was super weird. Like I was running LinkedIn out of Hootsuite, and I was going through a irrelevant hashtag. And I was commenting on different people's pictures that had something to do with the product that I'm helping push for our client. And so I'd leave just like a really nice, you know, comment, like an emoji or something. And I wasn't really copy pasting like comments, but I was saying, you know, similar things. And so I think LinkedIn just like kicked us out for like a while. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, kind of annoying, more like it. I mean, I understand how it can be seen as spammy to a community, but I don't know.
And you know, and Hootsuite, you know, Hootsuite's a good, well-established tool. And, it's not one of our tools that got shut down. Yeah. But I don't know. It's crazy, like, how these things come and go, or if Facebook or LinkedIn change their policy or their algorithm or anything, you'll find like all these like useful softwares just immediately become obsolete.
Yeah.
And so I think as we continue to grow in these roles and continue to work with clients and to streamline our workflow, we'll probably find some real tried and true tools. And then we can really talk about those guys.
Hopefully lean on them to a point.
Because if we'd done the tools episode last week, everyone would have been super disappointed.
Yeah, because like literally probably 30% of our tools literally got shut down and we had to like totally adjust.
Well, two of them were like extremely similar in like their use. And they both specifically dealt with Instagram. And one of them like put up that they went out of business suddenly, and I remember telling Attilio, I'm like, I think this other one's gonna go out too, and like within like a day,
we like refresh the
it
page.
Shut down.
We like literally refresh the page,
and then we like Mass Planner went out of business, or like they're, got shut down.
They're in like a private mode, right?
Yeah.
Now.
So they
shadow like
they went out of business, or they got shut down, and then they kind of came up, and they're going, "Yeah, we're running this thing real private right now." And I'm like,
"Yeah, got that shadow email." Like
I'm like, LinkedIn is infiltrated, y'all. You know, they're going to know that y'all are running this thing privately. Maybe they're not doing anything shady, but it just kind of came across real, real weird. But social media tools always come and go. Always have a plan B. Don't put all of your eggs in one basket. Like if you are basing your entire service and what you offer off of a third party tool, you're putting or even any specific social media platform.
Especially the ones that could be used to abuse the system, because you may not be abusing the system, but someone else might be, and it's pointing to that tool, and companies don't like that.
Never rely on third-party software. If they crash, you crash too, and you can't fulfill your contracts to your clients. So be really careful with that.
Yeah, I would say try not to lean on anything. Don't lean on anyone.
Yeah,
don't
even lean on a social media platform. Like, so right now, a ton of YouTube creators have been putting out content for years and making a living. And in order to protect their advertisers from like being like placed on controversial content, a lot of people are no longer getting LinkedIn ad revenue. Like there are some like
YouTube,
big,
you mean?
Yeah, sorry, YouTube.
You've said LinkedIn like six times.
I know. LinkedIn is on the mind here. YouTube ad revenue. There are some big YouTube channels that have seen even like a 96% drop in their revenue.
Damn.
From what they're earning. So I mean, never put all your eggs in one basket. Never just solely focus on one platform or one software.
I think a lot of that can be taken from Vine too. If you remember, I mean, Vine is dead at this point in time. So Vine was huge. Vine made some huge stars because of the shareability of those videos. But the ones that are still around, the ones that are still tried and true, are the ones who transition to YouTube or the ones who transition to other platforms in time for the death of Vine. So they were the smart ones. They went out of their realm. You know, some of them went to like TV and movies. Some of them networked with like, you know, DJ Khaled, and they put out like music and stuff. Like, it's crazy. Use things as springboards. Use things as springboards to the bigger, better thing. And don't lean on anything, right? So,
I mean, I know a lot of the big Viners kind of landed on their feet. Like, I follow like King Batch and...
Yo, Batch.
Yeah.
He's a beast, dude.
He's amazing. But I follow King Batch on like Instagram and stuff, and I see him like in my story a lot. I know a lot of them like bounce back, but I mean, a lot of them who have been working so hard to build a platform and they were like so focused on Vine just crashed and burned because they hadn't like built
I'm sure they still have a pretty big following on some platforms, you know,
hopefully.
Because they still had so many spotlights. Like people know them from just being tagged in so much, you know?
Oh yeah. Well, diversify. Like diversify your distribution channels, diversify everything.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You want to touch on Hootsuite since we already touched on Hootsuite? Because we have a new grad in the house.
Oh my God.
And it's not just because school graduated the other day. Actually, when did school graduate? Yeah, actually, last week school graduated. Oh man, this is beautiful.
Congratulations, grads.
Congratulations, grads. But also, congratulations to our very own Travis Swearingen for becoming Hootsuite certified.
Congrats, life is cold and cruel.
Oh, dude.
But if you can adapt, you can overcome. And that's what I did last week whenever I got Hootsuite certified. So that's cool.
Pros, cons?
I've I've known about Hootsuite for a long time, and I've used it in like different organizations that I've worked for, run social media for. So I was familiar with Hootsuite, and I really, when we started using it for Hone, I was like, the certifications, like, they're cool, but would I really like want to spend like the money on it? And then we saw a deal like get certified for half off. We're kind of like that might be.
If this is the time to do it, now.
Yeah, so we literally did it because we basically had a coupon, and so I spent like a chunk of last week like really understanding like Hootsuite's like social media marketing course, and it was good. Like I got a lot of insight.
One shot aced it too.
Yeah,
it was super late at night, and you were like, I think we should go to sleep. Like, I'm not feeling too well. And then you got peer pressure, well, and you just take the test and you aced it.
I've got responsibilities. I've got a company to run here. And so I actually I crammed like pretty much the entire course into one day almost. And so my brain was just total mush.
On two times speed too, the course was in 2x speed.
Yeah, so like life hack, if you can handle it, like speed up your like educational videos to like 1.5 to 2x on speed. Dude. And just like go for it. Like I did like 1.5 the majority of the time, and then I was like so used to the faster tone that I went up to 2 point, and it just like it just blazed through the videos and all that. But it was crazy, and there was like this pretty long, you know, exam at the end, and it was fine. I got an A, but yeah, I mean, worth it. I don't know.
Only 13,000 other people are certified, right?
Only 13,000 people are certified, which is kind of interesting. But I don't know. So I was going through the course. Like, they're teaching some really interesting like methodologies with each individual social media platform, and like how all of their ads run and like strategies for all of them. But what was really funny was they had like each module had like one to potentially seven or eight like clumps of like videos and lessons or whatever. Like almost like submodules, and the last one was always like how Hootsuite does this, you know. So like always, so like they're teaching you the strategies, but then it's like awesome. How do you deal with Hootsuite? You know, like so they're always kind of bringing it back around. I thought that was kind of funny, but yeah, if you're in social media right now, or you're like just now starting to like pick up clients and starting to manage like multiple accounts, do yourself a favor. Get on Hootsuite and just use it. You don't have to get certified. I don't think
that's a big plug for Hootsuite. Okay.
Yeah, no, really. Like that is an unpaid endorsement for Hootsuite. I absolutely love the software and what all you can do with it.
Don't get shut down.
Please don't get shut down.
At least for now.
Many of your contemporaries have been shut down, and I'd appreciate if you would stay open.
Yeah, really.
But pretty crazy. But
I would be interested to see if there's an ROI on it. I mean, obviously the certification, you know, I think there's an infinite return on investment for education.
It like, makes us look more know, credible. It makes us look credible.
I know, but it is there going to be like, is someone going to like, I want to see if there's a one-to-one direct like ROI from it where it's like, I saw that you're Hootsuite certified. Purchase.
If one customer tells us that I saw you're Hootsuite certified.
In the next 5 years.
Definitely worth it. But I don't know. I did learn some things, and I thought it was good, but yeah. I probably wouldn't have done it if it were full price.
And it's funny because it was only like $200. So it was like,
it was $200 at full price.
$100 was like,
yeah, it was $100 off.
The deciding factor. I don't know.
And, you know, also like for our listeners that maybe haven't listened to the previous episode, I have transitioned from focusing on creative 100% of the time for Hone, for you know, prospecting clients who are wanting branding services done, et cetera. I've transitioned from doing that 100% of the time to I am running all of Hone's social media campaigns. And so,
and all, yeah, client campaigns too.
Everything for Hone, for clients, for whatever, like I am doing all of it. And so I thought like getting the certification, cause I knew how to use Hootsuite. I knew how to do a lot of these things. I understood the concepts, but actually taking the time to take some courses and kind of get reacquainted with it, I think it will be worth it. I think there will be an ROI just simply because I'm not just like, I'm not like entirely fresh, you know, now I can kind of like,
yeah,
I kind of know how to navigate and how to use at least a really reputable, important tool. To
education's priceless in my mind.
Yeah, 100%. But so yeah, I've transitioned to this new role, focusing on social, to free Attilio up so he can hit the sales grind real hard.
Which we have been hitting pretty tough now. Do you want to talk about like client acquisition? Do we want to do like some sales stuff today? We actually kind of have like a small little list today. We don't have like too much that we need to talk about. We kind of just like hustled this past week.
So in the last month, just more context on context, we were a 3-partner company and we parted ways with one of our other partners who wanted to pursue an internship with another company. And so...
Which is kind of weird. An intern, like an owner to an intern. Like
I don't know.
It's his thing.
It's cool. Love you. You know who you are. Love you to death. So Attilio has been focusing like all of his efforts on like keeping up with social media campaigns, trying to do like client acquisition. We're both working on our website because
picking up the pieces from
we're down a web, you know, developer, and so we're doing the website. So we're both kind of wearing hats we like normally didn't do, and we kind of realized that hey, I've got, you know, Attilio's got no time to do sales or to really like focus on leads and client acquisition. And so that's essentially the context behind why I switched to social and now why you're able to strategize and attack sales and lead acquisition with all your might.
Oh, dude, we have two things that we can talk about for this. We have a big blog guy that we wanted to work with, and we have lead acquisition.
Big blog guy.
Big blog.
Definitely big blog guy. I think we learned the most. Talk about
So next week. Okay, next week's going to be pretty awesome. I was about to like swear hardcore, and I think this podcast is still clean. They're listed clean.
So, which we're trying to.
Yeah, we're trying. So that means next week we can talk about lead gen and tools we use. That's going to be – so next week is going to be huge on utility if you guys like that stuff.
If we do tools,
I mean.
Because all of our tools might shut down.
Every single one.
Dude, so definitely,
Twitter might shut down by next week.
100%. We will talk about lead generation and how we are acquiring our leads right now.
Make a note.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. And tools that we use is definitely tentative. I mean, I feel like I literally just talk about Hootsuite again.
I mean, we have a lot of tools. I mean, especially for delivering our service, because we do pay a lot of money to make sure that we have all the good stuff, the goods. So let's talk about the blog, dude.
Yeah, big blog guy.
So since I've been doing sales more aggressively, I kind of run into, you know, everybody. And one of the guys, one of the leads that we got was a dude who had a pretty big blog, like a considerable following. And he is monetizing his site poorly. He's doing his own SEO. He like thinks he's doing really well, right? And
like he knows abnormally,
he knows a lot,
much more about SEO than any like potential client we've ever had. Like he knows quite a bit.
I mean,
in comparison to,
doesn't mean you're doing it right.
It doesn't mean you're doing it right. Like he knows enough to be dangerous or knows enough to get in his own way. Like Attilio and I were talking about this, I think it was yesterday or the day before. His dad is an oncologist, and he has said before that like doctors make the worst patients.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. So like if you know, you know, enough about, you know, what's going on or whatever, you might not
Step in your own way sometimes.
You'll get in your own way when someone's trying to help you out or do right by you.
So, he's doing his thing, and I really want to work with him. I think it's a really cool opportunity. I've never had the opportunity to work with a blog with his size following and his size, like daily visitors.
Yeah.
And, he's had like several viral posts in the last like 2 months. Like the guy is a strong player in his niche. But he's not channeling it well. And so I was like, oh, this is perfect. We're going to swoop in. We're going to just like 10 times his whole efforts. And I really wanted to do like a cost per value kind of thing where it's like we split profits almost. We'll take like 50, 30% of his revenue, however much we make, over his max revenue he's ever made. So he literally was like monetizing his blog really poorly, and the max he's ever seen in 1 month was $400. And that's just like, with how many visitors he has, that's how like many visitors really shy. He was getting like 1,000 a day. So 1,000 a day, if you double that traffic to 2,000 a day, I would say that you could probably easily make, with just like 6 or 7 endorsements, you could probably make like $4,000 a month. Easily. You just have to talk to the right people, have the right partnerships. And so, in fact, that's what we did. Like, before I talked to him and did any, did like too much in-depth stuff, what I did was actually prospected some people. I called around and to see who was interested in possibly advertising in that niche on a blog of that size with that much following. And, you know, I had some positive results. I had some positive, what is it called? Replies, responses. I had some positive vibes coming from some people. And so I was like, all right, I think we could jump on this. But he gave us some terms and they were literally all win, win, win for him and all lose, lose, lose for us. So he didn't want to pay us like full price for any of our services. He didn't want to do any percent values. He wanted us to teach him how to do the stuff, which is just like, I mean,
it's time consuming.
Yeah. Like, no offense, but it's a waste of time. It really is, because we could be just working on your campaign. So like I could be teaching you for 2 hours a day, or for 2 hours a day, I could be busting my lump and, you know, pouring that into the campaign. Like if you specialize, when you specialize, you get more things out of the whole system. Like that's how society even developed, you know, that's why we all have individual jobs and we're not just all farmers and family people like being nomads and stuff. That's unspecialized. And society now, we're all specialized and it's a much higher functioning society.
Yeah.
So when you specialize and you double down on your strengths in one direction, so my strength would be marketing for him, his strength would be content, or our team would be, you know, marketing and he would be content. That's how that blog would thrive. You know, you double down. That way he's not doing his own SEO. He's not doing his own content creation. He's not doing his own advertisement acquisition. He's not doing his own affiliate stuff. Like, I don't know. It's kind of a sad situation. I haven't said anything to him yet. I was going to call him today, but we were just deep in it. So we were actually setting up and working on several other campaigns. So I just didn't even reach out to him today. I'll probably reach out to him tomorrow. But, I mean, we have to turn him down under the terms right now. Yeah. So,
I mean, we just don't teach this stuff. We don't have the time to just teach individual clients. And it's like,
plus some of it's proprietary too.
Well, some of it's proprietary, but like he's wanting to pay us less than, he's wanting to pay us less than our normal prices. And it's like, to actually take, you know, an hour, possibly two, depending on like what's going on, to isolate yourself to only focus on teaching one client and to pay us less than our lowest package. I don't know. It's just, there's like,
yeah, the opportunity doesn't outweigh the fact that it doesn't outweigh the terms. It doesn't outweigh the other terms.
So it's like, at that point, it's like, do you charge him per hour for teaching him? Do you, I mean, I don't know. And then by that point, after you've taught him everything, he's probably spent more money than with you teaching him than he would have if he had just had you do the service. And on top of that, he probably won't be able to perform the task better.
Yeah,
because he doesn't have the experience.
I mean, literally, if you think about it, like think about this. If you network with somebody in 1 hour and say it doesn't happen, you know, in a month or 2 months, 3 months, but 4 months later, you talk to them again for 15 minutes, they're interested in passing you a job that's going to give you $30,000 in 6 months. Like, in 1 hour and 15 minutes, you literally made $30,000.
Yep.
So, like, you have to think of your time like that. You could be, like, putting it, incubating it in certain spots that it has huge payoffs.
In the long game.
In the long run. So, like, teaching someone something literally isn't an investment in your time. It's literally, like, almost straight up just selling your time and then giving them the knowledge to run it themselves. Like,
there's nothing wrong with teaching. The price just has to be right. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And teaching is going to cost a lot more.
I was just about to go on a teacher rant. I think teachers should be paid more. Shout out to the teachers out there. I think our education system is severely underfunded.
Here at home.
That's my politics.
Here at home, every week is Teachers Appreciation Week.
Yeah, seriously. Jeez.
Unbelievable.
Suzanne. Who's Suzanne? Sorry. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what to do with the guy. It's a lose-lose-lose situation. It's a good opportunity. What do you guys think out there? I mean,
at what point do you turn clients down?
Yeah, at what point do you turn clients down, and at what point do you stray from good opportunities? At what point, like, what's the breaking point here? What's the money point? Like, do you have a value system that you have a breaking point at?
Another good question is, actually, this is the question I want to see. How sweet does the opportunity have to be for you to go below your lowest costs and go above and beyond?
How do you quantify that, though? So it's a scale. It's a scale from. What's the scale for the sweetness of the opportunity?
Oh, I don't know. It just depends on what it is, I guess. I mean, yeah, it's like in this instance, say the blog is pretty sizable, you know, right now. So say we triple to quadruple his traffic and we help monetize it and he starts making like a legit salary off his blog. That's a case study on the website right there. Like,
yeah, that's
that goes in, that goes in every pitch we give. So, you know, for the next year, you know.
So it's almost like a career updating play. And that's a number 10 on our scale. And then a number 1 is that you literally do something and nothing good happens from it. So 1 to 10. Yeah. That's the scale.
I don't know.
That way, I guess. I don't know. And a 5 is something decent happens, I guess. So
for sure.
So back on the sales grind, we'll talk about lead gen next week, maybe. No, yeah. Definitely. We'll definitely talk about lead gen next week. We'll definitely talk about maybe our sales strategy even. How we're just like crushing cash right now. Like, oh man, it was, for some reason we thought we were flying like low this month, but actually we just like had our money kind of spaced out weird with like transactions, I think. And it's just like,
we thought we were, be flying low this month because of the buyout. Since we bought our partner out, we spent far more money than we
wanted to.
Well, normally would in a month. And I mean, we thought we were going to be like struggling real hard this month. And this would be like the first month in several months that we didn't make more money than we had the previous one. And we came out in the positive and we're still growing.
Like way positive.
Like way positive.
Like actually we this like is, double like
this
flourish.
Is actually our best month yet. So, you know.
Profit-wise at least.
Profit-wise. It's our best. Yeah. It's our best month yet. So we are constantly making more and more cash and we are constantly lowering our expenses and it is beautiful.
Yeah. So I guess we can talk about some of that process then next week. So stay tuned. what to expect. And then do you just want to kind of close out on the Manchester thing?
Man. Yeah. So
we literally we're just watching this.
Yeah. So right before we walked in, we saw that there has been a terrorist attack in Manchester at an Ariana Grande concert. And
which, shallow move, like Ariana Grande. Come on.
I mean,
the whole thing is a messed up situation. Let's be real.
Like, it's just disgusting. It's unbelievable that that anybody would just take human life like that. And so we were kind of heavy hearted coming into this episode. I don't know. We were going to like go through a bunch of like news articles and different things. And as we were kind of like scrolling through some different articles we could talk about, we kept seeing the Manchester thing. And so, we just wanted to say, from To Build an Agency, that our hearts and minds and prayers, go out to the people, of Manchester, to the victims and their families. A lot of love from West Texas, and, we wish you all the best. And,
couldn't have said it better.
On that note, we will be ending this episode. Stay tuned for next week as we talk about sales strategy. Also, I'm going to start posting on the To Build an Agency Facebook page. And if I don't, please tell me that I'm an idiot and that I break all my promises.
No, we'll get some high-level engagement for sure. We're about to make some crazy social plays. And actually, maybe we can talk about that next week too, about like how we boost our social media audience. I bet it boosts us next week. Watch it.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Anyways, we love y'all. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Peace.